Well, it's time for this afternoon's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And, Coach, when we talked yesterday, there was a lot of things that you were going to look at doing in terms of minutes and managing the game. From your overall perspective, how did this go today?
We accomplished our objectives. You know, the four objectives are written on the wall of Vance, and it says have fun. And we went out there with the intent that we're now going to get back on the court, which we haven't had an experience like for 3 weeks, so let's enjoy that. The second thing, we wanted to go out there to get better, and I think we got better today. We exposed ourselves to different looks and different experiences, different lineups, different rhythm. So I thought we got better. We played to win. There's no doubt we did make mistakes. Rhythmic mistakes are going to be there. Stamina mistakes are going to be there. But we went out there and just played, let go. And then finally, fighting to win every possession, which was, paramount in our thinking. I thought we did a marvelous job of every possession giving an effort.
How important are games like this, game action reps for guys like Christensen, Huffman, Lanier, who scores his first 11 points as a Davidson Wildcat?
You know, it's so important that we get the game experience with referees against a different look than what we're going to see in practice. We could have practiced right now at this time as we had planned, and as a result of that practice, yeah, we would have gotten better, but we wouldn't have that same game experience. And I think game experience is so critical. We don't know what to expect because we've never been in this situation before. And I thought our guys did not play to win by 20 or win by 30 or win by 40. They played to get better. And that was a constant theme and a constant focus that we had. And because they didn't look at the scoreboard and looked more at, okay, let's, for example, one of the things we talked about defensively was, let's see how many times we can get the shot clock down to under 5 seconds by our defense is so good that they can't do anything with 5 seconds is the shot clock is just about ready to evaporate. And I think it happened five times in the second half, and that was one of the things that we could work on. But you can't really do that in a game situation in a practice court. Here you can, and I thought that's a perfect example of what we tried to accomplish.
What about in-game communication, those kind of things? That's something as well. I'm guessing in practice not as easy to do.
What's interesting, Justin, is that we had no scouting report on this team. We had no idea what they were going to run, no idea what their sets would be, no idea what their players were from a standpoint of tendency. So when you don't have that scouting report, you don't have that information, what are you going to rely upon? You're going to have to rely upon the guy next to you communicating, the guy in the foxhole telling you, okay, there's a screen coming, okay, there's a handoff coming, okay, I'm in help position. So it forced us into a situation in which we had to communicate more. And, you know, I'd like to first thank Southern Virginia for making a trip to come here at this point in the season. That was marvelous of Adam and their team to commit to doing this. So thanks to Southern Virginia to come here and make themselves better and make us better as well. But getting back to that, the communication aspect, for example, they were handoff, ball screen, and it was involving three guards. Well, that involves a lot of communication because we're not accustomed to that kind of offensive action. So because of the size that they had, they're accustomed to it. We weren't. It therefore got us better at communicating.
Just a few moments ago, Coach, the game was well in hand, but there was a loose ball down near where the visiting bench used to be in other years. And David Christensen, you guys are up 36, and he's on the floor diving after the ball. Is that what you want to see?
Yeah, you know, I thought David did some marvelous things out there. His stat line is pretty darn impressive. 4 assists, no turnovers, 10 points, 8 rebounds, and he shot 4 for 6. So he was a guy that we really wanted to get playing time today, and he got it to the tune of 27 minutes.
And, Coach, you look at the three-point numbers. You end up 18 of 40. Even with the game well in hand, still going to the outside, was that purposeful to test the legs in this scenario rather than try to create easy baskets, or is it just the way it happened?
No, not really. We have the intent always of moving the spotlight, and whatever happens, if it's an open shot, you take it. But it's interesting, we got 23 assists, and we made 18 threes. And I thought in particular, I thought Carter Collins made some great next ones. I thought Kellen Grady did. I thought Grant did. I thought Emery did. I thought Lee did. I thought those guys really threw the next one. It was very evident that there was no one out there hunting for points. And, you know, we've played Division III programs for the 31 years of my tenure here, and the Division III programs always presented that challenge of hunting for points and hunting for a 30, 40-point victory, and more being judged by the expectation of winning big than just by playing better. This group here, thanks, I think, in a big way, thanks to Carter, to Kellen, to Bates, as leaders of this team, as seniors, they understood how important this experience was, and they got their guys dancing to that music.
And finally, Coach, before I let you go, what will this next small window in advance of Sunday look like in terms of staying sharp but monitoring rest, and how will you manage that up to Sunday?
We're certainly challenged by playing against a terrific program, St. Bonaventure, who's had a great year and already in line for an at-large bid. They've played very well all year long, and they're healthy, and they've had a preparation time for us, as we will have had preparation time for them. Getting back out on the court was pivotal for us. So tomorrow we'll have another run-through of what St. Bonaventure does and try to familiarize ourselves with their sets, with their defense, with their tendencies of their players.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Look forward to Sunday.
Thank you very much, Jared. Thank you, Justin.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.